The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Dr. Richard Gibbons is a native of Scotland. He's been the senior pastor at First Presbyterian Church here in downtown Greenville since 2007. Dr. Gibbons and I, we get to chat a few times each year, and Christmas is one of those times. It's always good to have you on. Good morning, Dr. Gibbons.
Joey, good morning to you. What a privilege to join you this morning. I trust you and your family are well despite all that's going on with COVID.
We are. Thank you for asking, and we are. But, boy, what a year we've had. We've had some tough times, and it's been tough with churches, too. A lot of canceled services. Just you guys have had to kind of reinvent how you do services, right?
We have, in fact. And like everyone else, from around the middle of March, churches closed quite rightly and naturally to try and protect congregants. And in the midst of that, what we've found, of course, particularly our elderly, vulnerable community, are wrestling with isolation, loneliness, anxiety, fear, concern, natural emotions when family can't visit with you. And Joy, I found myself at the side of a graveside with a handful of people because family from out of state or other parts of the state can't travel and say farewell to loved ones. I've been involved with weddings that have been put on hold for 5 months, and you can imagine with families and couples eager to get married, and life has been on hold. But nonetheless, we've also discovered that we have been streaming our services Sunday morning from May onwards, and of course, we have all the protocols in place for COVID, but we have found our streaming numbers, we usually have around 1,600 on campus on a Sunday morning. Our streaming numbers for watching those services are around 3,000, 3,200, which has been remarkable. We never expected that. And so there's folks out there looking for comfort, hope, reassurance in the midst of what has been, as you said, a tough year.
Yeah. And let me ask you this, Dr. Gibbons, on the streaming. Have you found that maybe there are people who have found you through your streaming that otherwise may not have actually come into one of your buildings there?
Yes, absolutely. That's been the case for us. Streaming, we are having folks from, believe it or not, New York State, Georgia. You would kind of expect because they're close enough to a family. But we've got folks in the Bahamas, South Africa, parts of Europe watching, a handful in China. And I'm also sensing that folks around the upstate whose church have been unable to open, they're also joining us. And not simply on Sunday morning, we're seeing it throughout the next 7 days. So folks are working on Sunday morning, they might watch Sunday night. If they are busy, they are watching us on Wednesday or Tuesday, whenever it suits them. And so we've learned a great deal in the process.
Yeah. You mentioned the elderly a minute ago. And that's the thing that I have missed. So the other day I got into my car, and in the back of my car is my communion kit that's been there since about February. I'm a lay minister at Christ Church, and I typically take communion to someone, a shut-in, someone in a nursing home once or twice a month, and haven't been able to do that. And my heart just hurts for those people who are so isolated now.
Yep. Joey, I tend to agree. There's so much of that going on. And what I'm hearing when I'm speaking to folks on the phone, so good to hear from you. Thank you for calling. It makes such a difference. I've written more cards and notes this year than I have in the past 3 years, as folks like to have something tactile in their hand just to say, thinking of you, praying for you, missing you. And that makes such a difference.
Yep. Dr. Richard Gibbons on our guest line this morning from First Presbyterian in downtown Greenville. Now, you guys, you got a lot going on around your building down there. What's that massive building program I see?
Yep, Joey, folks, if they drive past either Washington or Richardson, they're going to see a number of our old buildings are now down, and we're in the midst of a building campaign, in fact. And so hopefully, 21, you'll start seeing steel go up as we erect a new gymnasium, a new worship and arts facility, a new children's section, adult classrooms, gathering space. And of course, this is a reflection of the city itself. Greenville, as you know, more than most, is a vibrant, large, growing city. That hasn't slowed down much. And so in the next year, we're going to see a new building go up there. It's a big project, $33 million. And even in the midst of all of the heartache and difficulty this year, the congregation have faithfully been stepping up and making a difference there as well. So we are very much looking forward to 2021. Glad that 2020 is beginning to slip into the past, and we're looking forward to a great year ahead.
I agree with you. You know, I'm never one to wish time away. I try to just appreciate each day, but I'm with you there, Dr. Gibbons. I'm ready to put 2020 behind me. Let's talk for a minute about Christmas services and just the season in general, because there are a lot of people hurting out there. Talk with us on what you're recommending to the folks at First Presbyterian and how we get through this Christmas season.
Sure. Joey, my sense is that slightly with one eye looking back and the other looking forward, I think everyone would say that 2020, we were in uncharted waters. No one had encountered a pandemic at this level before. It affected the economy, significant unemployment, uncertainty for our children's education for so many months this past year. And with that comes, quite naturally, the fear and anxiety. But I've also seen the other side of that. I've seen individuals, and certainly for myself, I'm absolutely determined not to give in to criticism, pessimism, skepticism of others, simply being out there, allowing the circumstances to determine who I am. And so as we move into this Christmas season, of course it's a season of hope. It's a season of transformation as we celebrate the wonder of the birth of Christ. And so as we move into this Christmas season, I'm telling folks, remember to have that settled resolve, the prayerfully stepping forward and saying, 2020 almost behind us. Let's look forward. The vaccine, of course, is very good news. It's going to take a while yet, but nonetheless, there's light at the end of the tunnel in that sense. We have seen that reflected this year. We have an angel tree project where folks in the congregation can buy toys for kids who live in disenfranchised and areas that are dominated by poverty. And we had a massive response to that this year. And so hopefully the kids who will be the recipients, COVID hopefully won't affect their Christmas morning, and that's a bright light in the midst of it. And having said all of that, we are having services Christmas Eve. We know lots of folks aren't. We're saying if you come a few minutes early, you need to wear a mask and use hand sanitizer, and social distancing will be in place. But we will have our services 2, 5, 7.30 and 11. But we've had to ticket them for the first year in, gosh, almost 170-something years. This will be the first year we had to ticket it. And we've ticketed it because we have to control the numbers. Normally, 11 o'clock on Christmas Eve, we have 1,200 people. Well, we can't have that this year. So we're limiting it to around 3.30, 3.50. And tickets are free, of course, and folks can get them at firstpreschristmas.com. So there's a lot going on, and we're happily moving forward, I think.
Well, I assume, Dr. Gibbons, you will be streaming as well, so those who can't make it they can watch you on your stream as well.
Yes, they can.
Yep, Dr. Richard Gibbons, is always good visiting with you. God bless you, and Merry Christmas to you.
Joey, Merry Christmas to you, and God's richest blessings to all your listeners.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Dr. Richard Gibbons with the, he's a senior pastor at First Presbyterian Church. It's a challenging time, folks, but it is Christmas. It is, we're going to be celebrating the birth of Christ. It's a special time, and there is hope.